So Discovery Plus has a new series called Restaurant Recovery, and this is where Todd Graves and celebrity friends help save family-owned restaurants. And you may be saying, like, all right, cool, who's Todd Graves? Well, let me just say this. Raising Cane's, does that change your mind? He's on the phone with us. What up, Todd?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're good, thank you. So the countdown is on for the first Raising Cane's here in Utah. I've never been. Chantel's been to many of the Raising Cane's. I'm not sure exactly when. It's June?
We'll be open sometime this summer here pretty quickly. I'm checking in on the construction progress now, but I'm thinking mid-June, and then I'm going to be there coming for the opening to kick it off.
Oh, very cool. What is it about Raising Cane's? And we're going to get into the new TV show as well, but is it culture? Is it the food? Like, what is it that makes it such a successful brand?
It's all those things. Well, you know, one, you have to, in a restaurant concept, you obviously have to have craveable food, and we have those quality chicken finger meals. And that's all we do. We call it our one love. We do one thing, we do it better than anybody else, and that's our chicken finger meals. But it's a culture that goes along with having a real founder. You know, I started this business. I wanted it badly. You know, I got the worst grade in the business planning class, got turned down by every bank, and had to earn my own money working as a boiler maker in refineries and commercial fish in Alaska. That's how bad I wanted it. So I'm always grateful for my team and the success we're having. So that culture permeates when you go in and or you go through the drive-thru and you got smiling faces and having fun. I mean, food's food, but you're going to come back for service. And so I'm just real blessed with an exceptional crew.
So let me ask you, with Discovery Plus series Restaurant Recovery, how many restaurants do you walk into and those are the problems? Either the menu is, you know, 90 pages too big or just people aren't happy. You walk in and the vibe's off.
Yeah, you know, these restaurants, no. These were exceptional restaurants. I picked restaurants that were important to their community, hardworking, successful restaurant owners that just couldn't see this pandemic coming on. I mean, none of us could have, right? That just needed help because of these extended circumstances. So they were successful. I didn't have to go in and fix their menu or their concept. What I had to change was their business format. These were primarily dine-in restaurants that did very little takeout. And obviously when the seating restrictions came, because of the pandemic, I mean, they had to convert themselves from a dine-in restaurant to a takeout restaurant. So I went in and made them to-go machines. You know, these restaurants are great, but during a pandemic, if you're just trying to keep your doors open every day and you're frantic about how you're going to support your family and you don't have resources like I do in my company, it's really hard to change with what you do, you know. And so I could do that to help them out.
What do you think, looking in the future, do you see a lot of these restaurant models going more to, you know, Grubhub at least, or, you know, a drive through than just the sit down model that we've been used to?
Absolutely. And so, you know, the restaurants that have made it through this pandemic, they had to be able to convert their format. They had to become good at takeout, right?
Yeah.
There's only so much outdoor dining space you can convert. And
right.
We did a lot of that as well. But they have to be good at takeout. And so so this restaurant, which is actually going to be stronger on the other side of the pandemic, because as their dining rooms are being able to reopen, restrictions are being lifted, they not only have the people that want to go and enjoy the meal in the establishment, they're getting the takeout and the meal replacement. So all the people that we helped, they're actually coming out stronger now that the restrictions are coming up because they have those extra sales of takeout that they didn't have before.
We're talking to Todd Graves. Todd Graves is the founder and CEO of Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. Also, he's got Discovery Plus new series, Restaurant Recovery. Now, you have celebrities helping you out. I'm looking at this list here. How is Shaq helping a restaurant survive? What is Shaq bringing to the table at all to help these companies?
You know, Shaq and I are old friends. You know, we're both Baton Rouge guys, right?
Yeah.
With LSU and what people, you know, they know Shaq is a great basketball player and great commentator and things like that. Shaq's actually a really great business guy. He's real entrepreneurial, and he and I talk business all the time. And so when, you know, I told him about the story of poor boy Lloyd's here in Baton Rouge and the struggling Cajun family to keep this legendary downtown restaurant open, it was easy ask and immediate yes. He actually flew in town to do it and come help him out. But what Shaq was able to really get out of the owners really quickly was, you know, how much marketing have you ever done? And they've done zero, because it was always word of mouth and always people were downtown. Well, nobody's downtown anymore. No one's working in the high-rise office buildings. There's no events. There's no festivals. There's no concerts. There's no conventions, nothing. And so Shaq just immediately was like, look, we need to get a marketing campaign going. Todd, you know, you need the people at Lamar. And then he also talked about the social media blitzes and, you know, things like that. You don't have to pay for it. I know marketing is you have to pay for. So we ended up painting like this mural on the outside of the building with these crawfish wings, crazy thing. But like people come by there and take pictures just of that and send it around all their friends, and business picked up and was able to keep them going.
Gosh, that's so smart. All right, so the show did already start. It started on April 15th, so it's the Discovery Plus series, Restaurant and Recovery. Todd Graves, he's starring in it along with his celebrity friends. And again, Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. It's opening up here in a few months. We're counting down. Can't wait for you to come out here, and I guarantee Chantel will be front of line, ready to go.
Tell her, guys, I got some good gift cards for her.
Awesome.